What are the top two or three ways you hope that the church will grow while you're away on an 8-month leave?
Thank you. First of all, I'm not thinking in terms of growth first. I'm thinking in terms of explosive experience of the fresh work of God. Like, a revival isn't usually called growth. Growth is incremental, revival is sudden. And so my longing is that God just show up in unusual awakening of reviving power. I don't know what form it might take, so that's one. But I'm totally there with the question, because I believe in growth. I believe in the steady state work of the ministry. I think a big piece of it is everybody discerning whether John Piper has positioned himself in their heart as a faithful minister of the gospel to them, or as an icon of whatever inappropriate kind. So let the church be cleansed and purified in my absence, that, okay, it was nice to have John for these reasons, but God is God, and Spirit is the Spirit, and the gospel is the gospel, and there are other people that can communicate that to us, so that just like I'm testing my heart to discern whether I'm addicted to or idolizing aspects of public life, I would like the church to grow in their mature freedom from an excessive dependence upon anything about me that's not gospel, that's not humble, that's not God-word. That's one thing. Second, I hope they would grow in confidence in the sovereign goodness of God, that is, grow in faith that God, Gideon-like, gets victories when it looks like we're in a time when, humanly speaking, we wouldn't. So faith is the issue there. Faith. More faith in God. Less faith in John, more faith in God for doing all that needs to be done. Third, I want the staff, so any of you who are listening, I want the staff to feel a sense of confident, bold ownership of decisions that have to be made. And don't call me up. Don't email me. Don't call me up. You need to hire a staff person. You need to make a decision about Sunday morning structure. You need to start a new service. Just do what the collective wisdom of the elders says do. And if you feel like my input is necessary, if you haven't got it after 30 years, another email is not going to help, unless you're looking for some kind of control or constraint. And I'm walking away from that kind of control. I don't want to exert immediate kinds of, no, don't do that. But rather, I've given 30 years of my life. This staff knows what I think. They can finish my sentences. If they don't, if they could stir that into the mix and do what they want with it. But those three things at least.